And today we've got Freya Gillard and Lei Liu, a filmmaker, on the line because they're going to talk to us about upcoming Environmental Film Festival Australia, which is happening on Saturday. G'day, Freya, are you there?
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Good. And you too, Lei, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, Freya, perhaps you should give my listeners a little bit of an outline of what's going on with the Environmental Film Festival this year on Saturday at ACME.
Absolutely. Well, just thrilled to talk to you about it. So, yeah, we've got ESSA Presents happening this Saturday. So this is one of our pop-up single-day events. And this time it is ESSA Presents Homegrown, which is a one-day exploration of Australia on screen. And what I'm pretty excited about it is that it's our first time doing a fully Australian program. So it's a chance to explore Australian landscapes, connect with those really hyper-local stories of what it means to connect to country, care for our environment, and just to connect with the nature around us. We've got shorts, we've got documentaries, we've got panels. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and that the shorts, like you say, it takes you from Werribee Gorge to the Northern Territory, traversing the tops of Mount Kosciuszko and all the way down to Bruny Island, which is off Tasmania. So we really do get a sense of the natural world that we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And how I don't know if you're aware, but Australia's pretty big. So when we think about the Australian environment, it can be, you get these like very specific pictures, right? It's where you live and kind of what you've maybe seen in the films, outbush. But this is a really nice package of different stories related to the different environments and what it means to live here. And there's communities that you can connect with. So, yeah, we've got Bruny Island, which Lei will talk about, Werribee Gorge and kind of local around Melbourne with Out Picker in a minute. But also a call to arms, taking us through rugged, temperate rainforests. Later on in the day, we're going up to, Mount Kosciuszko. So I'm excited we're going to see some snow. We don't get a lot of Australian snow content. It's that power of community and how those homegrown stories can really lead to action. This was really designed around the idea that sometimes when people think of environmental films, they assume we're like the depression festival and it's just climate anxiety and sadness. And that's obviously there and something it's very important to us that we leave people with opportunities for what to do next and how to take that action. But also environment, just like the country, seems really big. So we're also trying to connect with those more, like I said, hyper-local stories. So you can connect with lots of different environments and what it looks like right now to live here.
Yeah, that 2 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. slot at the Australian Shorts package at ACME on Saturday is a real eye-opener because it's got a lot of humour involved. One of them is Bird Drone, a heartfelt story of unrequited love between a seagull and a human-operated drone with limited battery life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm avidly nodding, which isn't great for a non-visual medium. But yes, Bird Drone in particular, as a lover of romance and heart as I am, it's a little bit heartbreaking, not going to lie, but it's a fun way of connecting with those ideas of how humanity and our local flora and fauna actually interconnect and the impacts that we're having. But also, who doesn't like a love story?
Yeah, exactly. And we should bring Lei Liu in here because your short, Out Picker, is also in that program, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I think in the program it says Werribee Gorge, which refers to my short documentary. Yeah.
And I looked up Out Picker. Tell people what Out Picker actually means.
Okay, simply I think it's just a story about a queer immigrant and the sense of belonging to litter picking across Victoria. Yeah, that's a story, but actually, because I'm leading the queer litter picking group with this character, who is my friend, so it's just a documentary about our litter picking group. And actually, we have so many people in this litter picking group come from a multicultural background, and the want to connect with the stunning Australian landscape. So I think litter picking is a very good way to bring them to the physical environment, and also by doing litter picking, they will find a sense of community and sense of becoming and belonging.
So litter picking is collecting items that you find in the environment, right?
Yes, yes, just like pick up rubbish.
Yeah, picking
all
up rubbish.
All kinds of rubbish,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, which is really curious. And your film actually has appeared in, and this was a bit of an eye-opener to me, I hadn't realised, but the Geelong Queer Film Festival and the Bendigo Queer Film Festival. There's a whole community.
Yeah, and I'm actually pretty happy that my short film can go different festivals, even those regional film festivals, to reach out to the broader queer community there. Yeah, Bendigo is the one, and Geelong Pride Film Festival. After the screening, I had a very good chat with some of the audiences, and they also shared their experience in the physical environment and the connection, and also the sense of belonging in the local queer community, which is just very encouraging.
Yeah, I think so too. And your protagonist is originally from China, so this is about becoming a personal identity, but within the Australian environment. Very important.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people, they are the new immigrants in Australian land, and many of them in my community, they are queer women. And yeah, it's a very interesting thing to see how personal identity connected to the physical environment.
Your filmmaking experience, tell me, how important is film in communicating these important messages to an audience?
I think it's absolutely 100% important, because I'm doing this litter picking with my friends, if we just talk about it, our experience, it's just something like verbal, but if we do a short film, it's something audiovisual, and other people can watch it, can see it. Absolutely, I think visual communication, audiovisual thing, like short film representation, is a very important way to show what we are doing. And basically, representation matters.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to me about that. So, Freya, let's get back to the further part of the program on Saturday. Saturday, June the 1st at ACME, at the Environmental Film Festival Australia. At 4:15, there's the feature, Where the Water Starts.
Yeah, absolutely. I am actually just going to jump back a second to Outtaker, because I just want to say, even though obviously all the films are my favourite, I would say Outtaker is up there as one of my favourites. So we're really honoured and pleasured to have it there. And like, it's just lovely to hear your voice. We've been emailing for so long.
Tell us, go.
So Where the Water Starts is our second session. And if you look at our program, we really define it around these key tenets of, as I said earlier, demanding action. But we do that through cinema, through community, and through connection. So that first session, that Aussie Shorts, that's our cinema special. So it's an incredible Australian filmmakers. We've got a filmmaker panel, really that love of cinema and communication. And then Where the Water Starts, that's what we think of as our community session. So Where the Water Starts is a really in-depth, broad documentary looking at snowy mountains and the various and myriad environmental impacts there, including fires, but also brumbies and the impact of brumbies there, and government support or lack of, depending on the day. And then through that, Richard Swain, an activist, speaks out and connects with local Aboriginal community leaders, business people, farmers, scientists. So it really looks at the issues around Mount Kosciuszko, but also the reality of it from a really like broad scope. It's really about how we can connect with country to protect our planet. And as part of that, we have a community gathering. So sometimes when you go to festivals, you watch a film, and then if you're lucky, there might be a panel that then tells you about the film that you watched. and then you leave. And particularly when we're dealing with big topics, it can sometimes feel, I don't know if you've had this, but you're on the train home and you just want to talk to people about it, but you're just there on your own and the people on the train haven't seen it. Yeah. You're not talking to them. So this is an opportunity for us all to come together, and instead of doing a standard panel, a traditional panel, Mandy King, the filmmaker, and Richard Swain, the main protagonist of the film, will be with us in Acme's cafe space, and we'll have free refreshments, and it's just a chance to talk about the film, meet the filmmaker, meet each other, and really use that community angle to connect with the stories and connect with what people want to do next.
And also the refreshments are about sustainability. They're your people for one of your sponsors.
Yeah, definitely. So for our reception, we're working with Rewine, who do refillable wines and sustainable wines. And then for our canapes throughout, we've worked with Acme's in-house caterers to ensure we've got everything plant-based, seasonal, gluten-free, so we're accessible to people, and we've tried for native ingredients where possible as well.
And then there's a double feature later after that, starting at 6:15, which is Water is Life and River Tree.
Yeah, definitely. So this is bringing us into my final pillar. So this is our connection. So this is about watching these two films that connect related to water and the importance of our water systems. Water is Life is an incredible documentary which we're partnering with SEED, Indigenous Climate Youth Network. I think I've got that in the wrong order, previously known as SEEDMOB. And it's a film about Aboriginal communities in the NT fighting fracking. They go travel to the US to learn from activists there. And then River Tree is a bit more of an adventure situation. So if you've ever wanted to do a long-distance paddle around the headwaters of the Clarence River, this is the one for you. Through it, they find the Hayley and Dan, who are the best friends that have travelled, that are doing this together. They find astonishing landscapes, locals. They go on adventures, but also discover the issues of mining in the area.
Yep.
It's funny
because people are always surprised when they go out into the world to discover the extractivist culture.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So we see these as two really great films to show what the country has and the beauty of it and the importance of our water, but also what other people are doing to destroy it. And that's followed by an in conversation with two representatives from the film to think about that connection and how we can connect with these stories and connect with what's next. What do we want to do after this? And then the thing you want to do after it is join for the reception. So we go straight from there into the party with that wine I was talking about. So a chance to relax and again meet each other.
Great. And people can get a full day pass and they can get individual tickets and they can do that through Acme or through EFA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the all-day pass gets you into everything or you can come to any sessions and 5% of all the ticket income goes to pay the rent.
Thank you very much, both of you, for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.